Okay, so let me record this while I'm thinking about it. I talked about this a while back, but the way to stop time is to see the archetypes. So when you see the archetypes, you can stop time. And the reason you're able to stop time is because you see the overarching story that's happening everywhere all the time. And so no matter what you're doing, it's the same story. It's the same moment in time everywhere. No matter what city, what person, what situation, at church, at home, at job, it's the same storyline happening all around you. You're actually in it right now. So, why is it so hard for us to see it? The reason that it's hard for us to see it is because we're still down here in it, and there's still things that we need to learn inside time to birth us to the next state, from glory to glory, from state to state. So as you're walking around in the same storyline, no matter where you go, the same source coded, the same source is hitting you, but the same source is hitting you where you need to change. And the more you change, the Bible says Enoch walked with God and was not. The more you change on the inner man, eventually you're going to be caught up. And that might be what this rapture thing's about, where the born-again saints are going to have to be introspective. They're going to have to look at their own junk. They're going to have to look at their flesh mind and reject their flesh mind and step into the spirit mind more and more and more and more. It's an inner renewal. So let me say it again, and I want to record this. Source is the same everywhere, all the time. Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit is source. And they wrote a story, and that story was to redeem you, put you through the process. And for us down here, it's a process, but God sees the beginning from the end. He already knows who you are. You're seated in the heavenlies. It's already happened by faith. But while we're down here walking in the 3D, it's a storyline that's playing out in front of us to change the inside. So no matter, let's say you just stand somewhere and you just start turning 360 degrees, just turn around. No matter where you look, it's the same story. The same story, the same story. So why are we still here? It's the same story. Because that same story of the cross can change you and can change anybody if they'll just look at the cross, or they'll face off with something they need to change. In other words, that same storyline, which is what you're in right now, is the very thing that you need to look at to change. You're not going to change unless you look at the cross. You're not going to change unless you admit all the object lessons that the cross is telling you. The story of Jesus, the worship, the horror show, the love story, the resurrection. Everything at the cross happened before the foundation world, and it's happening right now. No matter if you're watching TV, listening to music, the sine wave, everything that you look at is that same source code truth to bring you in to the spirit mind outside the flesh mind. And when you move to that archetypical storyline, time stops, because you know that no matter where you go, it's the same place that you were just a minute ago, because if you're here, you're there, and H-E-R-E is T-H-E-R-E, and the only difference is the T, which is the cross. So no matter where you go, whether you're here or there, the same story of the cross is in your face, being preached to you. No matter what you do, cross your arms, cross your legs, cross the street, cross with your neighbor. Even if you're angry, that cross is being preached. And so that same storyline is playing out right in front of you to change areas in your life that need to be changed. That's why we're left here. But to see past time, you realize that no matter where you are, it's that same story. And so you're outside of time by seeing the arc. type, the archetypical story that covers everything. That story of the cross is encoded in all the music, all the movies, everything, because it is the story. And everything points back to that story. And that is how to see past time. Because when you step into that, you actually step into a worship service. Because they're in heaven, they're saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." So your job becomes a worship service. Talking to people, loving people is a worship service. Washing dishes is a worship service. Helping people is a worship service. Everything that you do becomes worship because you already know that it is finished before the foundation world, and you're just playing it out in series, in sequence, after what's already been and what's already happening and what will happen. There's no new story. There's no new type, because the archetype of all things is Jesus, the greatest carpenter, the greatest architect, the greatest archon. So that's how you leave time and you enter into the now. You enter into thankfulness. You think back to the cross and you're thankful, and you enter into worship. That is the secret to leaving time. So it doesn't matter if you're in your car, your house, job, no matter where you're at, you're in the same place, because it's a projection from the cross. The story of the cross is being projected right now where you're at. No matter what you're looking at, what you're doing, that same story is happening right now. That's why everything is the now.